A study done by the Pew Center for the States says Wisconsin is the only state with enough money set aside to meet its current obligations for pensions. Pew's solid performer ranking is for fiscal year 2010, before Republican Governor Scott Walker and the legislature required public employees to contribute more to their state retirement funds. Last year's budget repair bill also ordered an in-state study of the pension program. Walker says that soon-to-be-released study may prompt him to recommend additional changes.
For us, certainly we wouldn't change things for current participants in the system. The only question would be, are there any changes needed for the future to continue to keep it the best funded in the country? But we'll wait until that report comes out and look at what the options are.
Walker spoke to reporters in Milwaukee before leaving to give a speech to Illinois business executives, during which Walker said he planned to note funding problems with Illinois' pension system. Wisconsin Senate Democratic leader Mark Miller says he wonders if Walker will soon try to have Wisconsin cut back its pension commitment.
Without the ability of workers anymore to be able to negotiate what they're going to contribute and what the employer is going to contribute, it's very likely that unilaterally, you know, the administration could say, well, we're not going to put so much into that fund and make it not so well funded. You know, that's what we've seen in the private sector, and we don't need to do that in the public sector.
Miller says any debate over the next year should include expanding the state system to those private sector workers who have seen their pensions disappear. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.